is the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the work site, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's Friday, people. Don't you just bloody love it? Bring it on. Bring on the weekend. Time to go out there and go cocoa bananas, you lot.
It is.
Before we get to that, though, we're going to wade through some stuff for you. We'll have a World Cup report. Well done, Aussies, last night.
Oh,
tough effort. We'll
nerve-wracking.
Hard to watch, but
very hard to watch.
Still
but
in
we
the
did.
Hunt is the good news.
We've got clown of the week.
Oh,
can
yeah.
I just suggest? I'm just going to say this line. I really don't care. Do you?
Oh wow!
That will come up in clown S of the
okay.
week.
That's one of the bigger fashion statements of the week.
Wow!
I think you'll find. Is our work experience kid, what's his, Jeremy, what's his
Joshua,
name? Gordon?
Josh.
Gordon, is he, oh, Josh.
Joshua.
Gordon, is he still with us?
Josh is still with us. This is his last day today.
All right, well.
We're doing a report card from him and from us.
All right.
Or all right. From you.
The gloves will be off, don't
That's
you worry
right.
about that. Origin 2 is looming on the horizon. The big one on Sunday in Sydney. It could be game over. But you never count those Queenslanders out.
You never do.
They've got a sting in the tail, that lot.
They sure do. And we're going to be chatting to Ryan Girdler about that. Also,
a
good
Sailor.
Mate, Big Wen. We're going to look at Mick Coyne as well.
Well, we might give away the last two of the last three.
Oh.
What's going to happen to the last
yeah,
one?
You can't part with it.
You can't part with it.
Well, and we've got a moving
right.
tribute from Marshy.
Yes.
He's put together a moving tribute about all the Mick Coyne's. All 100.
What?
Okay, we're
going to
rifle.
How long is that going to go for?
Yeah. You've never supported me in this
one. I have. I'm supportive
have you
and I can't
one?
Wait to hear
You've
it.
You've got one, haven't you?
I've got one. I still have to cook you dinner.
All right, we're going to do the week in review.
Yep.
Greg Norman may come up at some stage.
Well, I don't know if you want to say Greg Norman may come up. Just be careful when you say that.
He's done some shots for ESPN in the nutty.
He loves a bit of Starker's action.
Good Lord. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that. But let's start at the top, Jane.
Yeah.
You, like everyone else who's a patriotic Australian, was camped in front of the TV last night.
I was
watching.
With the family, and I'll tell you, it was so nerve-wracking, but we were really annoyed, as everyone was, when Denmark got that goal really early on.
Yeah.
That was kind of Deb. So that was my, that's when I started to pour the first of many drinks.
Let me declare my bona fides. I know very little about this game, as I watch it for World Cups and Australian internationals, so... ring up if I'm a complete idiot. But they looked reasonably well coached to me.
I thought
they looked organised. And they looked,
I thought they did.
It was an attacking brand and they were going all right.
It helps
could have easily
when, yeah.
had a...
Oh, it could have all fallen a heap. I'm lucky I had an 11-year-old soccer player in the room at the time who was very informative.
I saw you send out an Instagram very late and I thought your kids were up there and I thought it was bad parenting.
I beg your pardon. No.
Bad parenting.
School night.
It's un-Australian if you're not watching the Socceroos play. So they did all go to school a bit late today. But I rang the school and I told them why and they said, oh, fair enough.
No.
I just said, look, we had a bit of a
Hang
late
a second.
Start.
You rang the school and
this
they
morning,
said fair enough.
Yeah, well, I rang the receptionist.
That's what I love about this country.
I said, look, to be honest, we've had a slow start this morning. We're all up watching the Socceroos. They're all going to be there.
When I was a boy, lived in Canberra, and soccer was the game. So there was no AFL/VFL. There's a bit of league.
Rugby,
I was a Manly Warringah fan.
Yeah.
Go Bobby
what
Fulton.
About the Brumbies?
They weren't around then.
Oh, okay.
No Raiders back then?
No Raiders, but pre-Raiders.
Right.
So soccer was a big sport. That's what we used to play. And the national team came to town, and I wanted to go and see them play. It clashed with school. And you should have seen the rigmarole. My parents had to take me up to the school.
To ask permission to do that?
And to ask people permission to go, to get like the hour and a half off. The headmaster consulted a panel, and then I had to present how I would make up the time.
What was it, for an afternoon or something?
Afternoon. Jeez. But you just go today.
Well, I'll tell you what, cop this on Instagram. This is what my feed's been clogged up. Parents already on school holidays with their kids, taking them already out of school, and they're already on school. This is the thing. Do you know why? Because airfares are cheaper, and the airlines put the airfares up as soon as it goes school holidays. When they're out of school holidays, they're different rates.
So this is organised wagging.
Yes.
This is endorsed wagging.
But what I don't get
coming from the parents.
That's right. Mm. It's on Instagram. You can see them everywhere. It's
we've got friends the same overseas next week. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. They're
all the holidays.
Some are already mine are already there.
Some are the more work conscious, like myself, to remain till the very end.
Oh, yes.
Like to be the first in and last out the door.
The same guy who took 2 days off to play golf and took what?
And took 2 days to be in a movie.
Oh, that's right.
How dare you?
Oh, come on.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry, Dave, I'd be quiet too because you've got a very loud shirt on
but
today.
Then, oh, what are you doing, Dave? He's like the Queen. You have to wear bright colours so you can pick him out in the crowd.
I can't. This shirt.
You can't win.
So much crap today.
Have you really?
Unbelievable.
Shirt.
I said, oh, you dress like a highlighter or you dress like a calendar. They got this website called When Colleagues Dress Alike, which is an actual website, and I've been plastered on it because I look like a flipping...
highlighter pen.
Highlighter, give us a spell.
You look like a high
viz. This in Nashville.
There's a hipster restaurant missing a tablecloth as we speak. That's all I can say.
Hey,
you know who I blame for the loss?
Who?
Princess.
Mary.
Oh, Mary.
But not a loss, a draw.
No, mole.
She
let herself down. She let her country down.
Are we in delay?
Treason.
We
are, treason.
It's not treason. She didn't let anyone down, and it's a great result for her.
A bit of show of support from her.
She shows support in ways you'd never know. Just saying. She's very supportive.
Hey, coming up, find Gordon. Where's Gordon?
Josh. His name is. God, it's been 5 days. Do you remember the name of your own children?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes. Chisolinko.
You are an idiot.
Hey, get him in here. Okay. Well, we said yesterday we wanted him to produce some material. Stop piss-farting around.
Well, to give us some ideas.
Give us some ideas. He's going to do that.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
We come to the end of another week. It's been an interesting week here. We've had a work experience kid, Jeremy, on board.
It's Joshua.
Josh. Is it Josh?
Josh.
He's made an impact. he's been here all week, and we'll do a little report card later.
Mm. He's been working in not just our show. He's been going around to other departments and the whole SCA
explain
building.
These large tracts of absence. I thought he was wagging for a couple of days.
No,
I
was never.
This week, when did you find out you were doing work experience at Triple M?
Oh, well, I was very excited.
Correct answer.
Probably a week before.
Are your parents disappointed? Did they have higher hopes for you?
They definitely had higher hopes. but they thought, might as well.
All right. Well, we've dragged you down to our level. And to complete the picture, we asked you, we thought you've been here long enough. You've observed us at close range in action, which
you
must
know
have
how
been
much,
thrilling
yes.
for you.
Yes.
You know how much hard work we put into researching, finding stories and update material.
Yeah.
So we want to know what you've learned. So we've asked you to compile a list of stories that you think
would be suitable.
We'd be interested in.
Of course.
How have you gone?
What do you just want me to
fire away.
I've got some highlights. Army vet decapitates mum with a butter knife.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there.
No, that's a bit
grisly.
Dark.
Easy, Tiger. Can we just dial it down?
It's Friday, Josh.
Well, I was just...
Hey, Demon Dave's
a butter knife.
It takes a lot to upset Dave.
Next.
Who would open up with a butter knife in a decapitation?
He's 15.
Josh... Lighten
got another one.
So let's make it round down the shallow end for a minute.
What does it start with?
Give us something light and fluffy.
Okay. The Philly fanatic... badly injured someone at a baseball game by launching a hot dog at them.
Bang.
Now you're talking.
And we've got a clip for that, Dave. Let's play that.
Trust me, this is not what Kathy McVeigh wanted to be known for. Monday night at the Phillies game, she got hit right between the eyes by a hot dog fired from the Fanatics hot dog cannon. The injury's bad enough she got sent to the emergency room.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought a hot dog could hurt. It just came out of nowhere. Bam. It, hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew.
She says she couldn't catch or swat it away because she has a shoulder injury that requires surgery in the coming days. That night, she ended up in the emergency room to make sure she didn't suffer a concussion.
Nothing's broken, thank God, but it's sore. It's very sore.
It's a hot dog.
Oh, thank God nothing's broken.
She's going to sue them for everything they've got. She's
going to
sue
a
hot dog.
T-shirt cannon, and they've shot a hot dog in a cheek.
Yeah, that's how she lost her shoulder.
Can I just say this, Josh? If I had to pick a way to go...
Yeah.
that would be it. shot in the face with a hot dog. The JFK assassination would have been a lot funnier if that hadn't been a hot dog flying out onto Dealey Plaza that day, that fateful day.
Well, you're on track now.
Back
Josh,
into
that's
the lift.
What we're talking about.
Back like into that. The lift. A hot dog, that's okay. Good.
Next story.
How would you like to go? Shot in the face with a hot dog.
I don't want to talk about how you're going to go. That is too. We don't ask a 15-year-old.
He started it with a butter knife.
All right.
Possibly.
All
next
story.
What else you got, Josh?
Well, a priest slaps a baby.
Well, hang on. You better elaborate. A priest slaps a baby where?
What is wrong with you?
At a baptism.
Yeah. What is wrong with
no,
you?
No, that's not suitable.
What?
Is this typical of kids today?
Hang on.
A priest slapped a baby in the face at what? During a baptism?
Yeah, during a baptism.
The baby it was baptizing?
Yeah,
well, you know. Look, I know doctors slap babies on the bot, but this is the
maybe it was an ugly baby and they didn't know which end.
Show me a baby that isn't ugly.
Well, next story, we don't want that one. What's another one?
This one, you know. A motorist kills family of ducks after driving over them as they cross the road.
What's mean, Josh? What, deliberately?
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah, definitely
story.
Deliberate.
So he's gone out of their way to knock over a...
Yeah. Eight dying instantly, and a ninth needing to be put down by a vet.
Oh, what?
I'd be like,
it says it was done with malice. this was no.
Is this
accident.
What you? Hey, that's laugh, a terrible laugh it up, Josh. What are you doing? You're doing a mass murder of ducklings, and somehow you think that's in our wheelhouse.
No, I'm not happy with that.
It's just a couple stories.
Okay, well,
all right. Well, all well right. Played. He's learned too much. The force is strong in this one.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Look at it.
I'm worried. Please. I'm worried. We have to get you.
Could have Dave's job this time next week. Do you see him point at Dave? See Josh point at Dave when he wanted
to clip, Dave.
I actually thought it was quite professional. Finally, I get some proper direction in the studio. When I'm
Do you want to throw to something? Are we going to an ad break?
We're going to an ad break.
Do you want to throw to something?
You do it, Josh.
Hold on.
This is Kennedy Malloy. There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Yeah, it's a big call, and it's full as a goog.
It is full as a goog.
As per usual. Mm. Let's start at the top. 133353. Give us a call. You might know someone, could be your partner, your mum, your dad, whatever. Anyone you know has made a bit of dick of themselves over the week. We'd love to hear from you. Well, let's go with the big guns. We mentioned Donald Trump in the official opening, and his announcement that they are going to plough on with Space Force has had us all in stitches.
It has.
The sixth branch of the US military, as he calls it. Now, you played a bit of him making the announcement. Here is the very – I want to go back and play the very first time. I think this is even nuttier.
Okay.
When you can see him actually making up the idea live on stage at a press conference.
It's really Trump at his best.
At the time, just free-forming.
We are finally going to lead again. You see what's happening. You see the rockets going up left and right. You haven't seen that for a long time. Very soon we're going to Mars. You wouldn't have been going to Mars if my opponent won. That I can tell you. You wouldn't even be thinking about it. You wouldn't be thinking about it. My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force, develop another one. Space force. We have the Air Force, we'll have the Space Force. We have the Army, the Navy. You know, I was saying it the other day because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that. That could happen.
He's getting big laughs.
He actually said, I wasn't really that serious. It could happen. Yeah. Oh, well, let's have a space force.
But I love the way he constantly likes to one-up Obama. Yeah. It wouldn't have happened under Obama. No. Now he's claiming, as if we've already made it to Mars, it wouldn't have happened.
Correct.
If Obama was there. But he hasn't done anything either.
Space Force. That is my best. Okay.
What about his other half?
Melania Trump.
Wow.
What's happened?
I thought this was an accident. You seem to think not.
I don't know what's going on, to be honest. She has done a PR exercise, quick sticks. She went into damage control and she went on a mission to visit children who were displaced by America's immigration crisis. So she went to visit some kids and, you know, she is a beautiful woman. She wears very elegant clothes and she's rocked up in a casual sort of green military style sort sure. of bomber jacket type right. thing.
A rainy coat type yeah. thing.
It's a jacket from Zara.
Yeah.
You know?
What's wrong with that?
It costs $52 Australian. So right. it's a good right. off the rack.
Yeah.
Except for what's written on the
oh,
back.
No.
It says, I really don't care. Do you? Oh. Now, of all days to yeah. wear this jacket, you wouldn't have thought it's a good idea to go in when you're going to see distressed separated
kiddies.
Children making
and you're walking
the
up the steps to Air Force One, and that's all the world can see.
That is what they can say on your back. It has been back. Splashed across every
it's like
worldwide.
A duffel coat.
It is like a duffel coat, but and it's hand painted, sort of, which makes it quite distinct.
Mm. Probably, now, yeah, probably by a Mexican criminal who came to our country illegally,
or a Mexican child working under terrible harsh laws in a factory somewhere, which is more
done
likely.
In a sweatshop.
Exactly.
In a sweatshop somewhere.
But Donald Trump is now saying he's defending the jacket and says that she's saying it about the fake news media. You know, he talks yeah. about his fake news, but no, that's not. She could have done that any day.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on. Bad
decision. You
don't
decision. Like it. I get it.
Okay.
I want to go to the head of Optus. Now, Optus, of course, who had to stop broadcasting. Ooh. Well, they didn't have to. They just.
Well, they couldn't get
they
it happening.
It. They couldn't get it up.
Yep.
So they pretty much pinched the World Cup in a heist off the ordinary punter.
Mm-hmm.
Said, if you want to watch this, which has previously been available, you now have to subscribe to us.
Yes.
Robbing ordinary people yep. of the opportunity who couldn't
of the
afford
nation.
It. So anyway, they've all some have migrated over. Others haven't been able to. Then at the last minute, they've said, "Oh, we can't do it. We can't deliver." So we've hijacked it, and now we don't know what to do with it, and we can't broadcast.
So it's for free for everyone now.
You can have it back, and it went right to the very top. This, I mean, this goes to our heart. This is a national
that's
sporting
true,
team on the world's biggest stage. This is what we own. That's the property of every Australian. That should never
I agree
be
with you.
Siphoned off in any way. Now. Well, they couldn't do it. They had to make an apology. It went all the way to the top. And here, I'm going to play for you, is mm-hmm. the Prime Minister addressing this issue directly.
I spoke to the CEO of Optus, Alan Liu, today about this. He obviously acknowledges they've had some real problems with streaming. He believes that it will...
Error. Connection lost.
Oh.
Error.
Oh.
Error.
Hang on.
Error.
Sorry, that didn't
error.
Quite.
Yeah.
Error. Yeah.
So that was being broadcast on Optus.
That's a disaster.
Hey, isn't guys, it? Get involved. 133353. We're not done by a long shot. Jane's
no.
going to get clowned on the
what?
Other side of this.
I'm sick of getting clowned.
Is it Jane or Dentist Jane? I'm not sure. You might want to hang around for...
My nemesis.
Yes.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We are doing Clown of the Week, so give us a buzz. 133353. Who have you got to clown?
Well, we've got lots of callers lined up here too, as well. But I was going to talk about Barnaby Joyce's. It's more Vicky and Barnaby for naming his child Sebastian, which was the name that he and his wife Natalie right. originally wanted to have for themselves.
Wow!
And that is one of the.
That's
rules,
like that's rubbing your nose in
that
it.
That is rubbing yes. your nose in it, and that was absolutely devastating for her. On the back of that, talking about etiquette and children's names, we had a phone call that came through.
Yes.
This is somebody who talked about an unusual name that one of their friends' babies were called. Your friends had a daughter?
They named her Kaysan.
Oh. Wow.
What?
Because she's all fans.
No way.
They named her Kaysan. Yeah. Which is funny because they actually went to Jimmy's book signing and introduced him. He even looked at them and went, is
what?
This a stitch up?
Kaysan as a name, I have to say, it's growing on me.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I like it. I think
David
I'm up
named
for
his
it.
Kids after Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I'd call it.
He already said in the break, because we're talking about his shirt again. He goes, I got this. What did he say? Oh,
he
interviewed
in
Bon Jovi in this.
I did.
Shirt.
I bought it in Nashville when I was there. I thought I need to find something a little country and western. So. That's what I got. What?
It's
stop looking at me like that.
Don't worry about what? You, Dave.
I had to look good
let's
for
let's go to some callers.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Let's take some calls. Matt's on the line. Matt, who do you want to clown?
I think it's got to be the Australian one-day cricket team.
Yeah, sure. Oh, the good old days when we were just cheaters. They would lose by less than 240 runs.
They were beaten, yeah. How much by about?
Well, I just said about
240
runs. I think they made 480. You know, a world record one-day total. No Warner.
They need Steve Smith back in there.
Yeah, well.
They probably need them back in the team.
Get the lollies out.
All right. Thank you,
Matt.
You
know what to do.
Mark.
Oh, Mark. There's Mark.
Hi.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Who'd you like to clown?
Thank you. The guy who was giving his wife a Hot Rocks massage and Hot Rocked his downstairs area.
Oh, yeah. Can we have that caller here, Dave?
We've got it in our week in review coming up next hour, so I don't have it available at my fingertips
now.
Yes. We will hear it later, though.
This was a guy that we had who decided to give his wife a massage using the Hot Rocks. He put them in the oven, and then he tested them out and on his downstairs department.
We do have it.
Yep, great. Here it is. Have a listen.
The wife's lying on her stomach, and I was sitting at the back of her. So I put the pile of rocks in between sort of my legs.
Yeah.
And as I was putting the rocks on her back, I leant forward, and the old boy hit the Hot Rocks.
Men are idiots.
Hot Rocks, you
Yes. And now I've got a lovely scar.
So he gets a double whammy. He's not only an idiot. He's a clown, too.
He's a clown.
Thanks, Mark, for reminding him.
Hot Rocks. Yeah.
I can't even get my head around it. By the way, hot rocking is really not that pleasant.
Isn't it?
No.
You've tried it.
Well, not on the nads. Well, that way. It would have made that singeing sound too. Oh. That you would have known. With like bacon frying. Ooh. Oh. Ow.
God. Christina.
Bit of sizzle.
Christina, you want to clown the Japanese goalie, yeah?
Yeah, the goalie who tried to pretend he saved the ball after it was a mile over the line.
Oh.
You know, they don't have much to do down there. They get involved every so often, and you obviously want to get involved.
Like there's cameras everywhere that can see where that... And plus the detector that detects when the ball's over the line, but he tried to say, no, he saved it. Yeah.
But they did. They beat Colombia, didn't they? I think they did. 2-1.
Yeah. In the end, it was...
In the end, they won. All right. Thank you, Christine.
You don't beat Colombia and live to tell the story.
I'd be worried about
that
one.
Hey, I do sport. Can I clown the West Coast Eagles?
Oh.
Being beaten by Essendon overnight. And
top of the table, right?
Top of the table, at home.
That was pretty amazing game, wasn't it?
Now, I don't want to be the first one to say it, but...
Say what?
Well, Essendon have had a very remarkable leap in their ability to play. They look quite
physical.
They've changed the whole...
It seems like a very rapid rise.
No.
Changes in the coaching
department. We'll clown you in a minute.
The word peptides...
No. Not required. You know how litigious they all are, so be very careful.
I wouldn't say it, but it was just interesting watching it. I just thought...
You know what? The time's come for them to get around again. I'm worried.
Yeah, you're just mucking around people.
Yeah. Oh. Jokes, everyone.
Too soon?
A little. Darren, get us out of this, will you?
Yeah.
Who do you want to clown?
Australian soccer coach last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Didn't put the X factor on Timmy Cahill.
This was bothering me as well.
A bit of a head scratcher.
Even in the last 12 minutes of the game, I thought he probably could have come on then.
If you're ever going to open the Tim Cahill... booth.
Why were they saving him? Why were they?
Who knows?
Get him on.
We don't know. I thought otherwise.
I don't get it.
It was a very solid hit out from the coaching department.
I thought they were they look great, but I just thought that could have made the difference.
Yeah.
Thanks, Darren.
Essendon
Patrick
just looked good.
Stop.
Essendon just looked strong.
Stop it now.
It's changes in the coaching department.
It is.
One more, Patrick.
Hello.
Yes. Who
do you want to clown?
The clown.
I want to clown my wife this time. She bought their Bon Jovi tickets for $720 from the unofficial website, which wasn't Ticket Tech. It's apparently at the Go-Go. And she's received some sort of information from Bon Jovi's, whoever's organizing the whole tour, to say that she shouldn't have bought them from this particular...
So they're no good.
So when she rocks up there, there's a chance she won't get in.
Oh, and you just don't know.
You just don't know. Oh. Dave's got some pull in this department. Dave,
what do you want me to do?
You know.
Have we got
Bon Jovi?
Do you want two Bon Jovi tickets there, Patrick?
Do we have them?
You have two Bon Jovi tickets.
Yes.
Brilliant. Bon Jovi. Congratulations.
You're kidding me.
Okay. All right. Carbon Farm, everyone.
That's very exciting news.
Very exciting. I thought you were going to make a phone call to Bon Jovi.
No. Oh, you want me to ring him personally? Oh, well, no. JBJ's on my phone.
Yeah. I'm happy with the prize going there.
May have got a tad overexcited.
That's all right. Yeah, I think we were all shouting and it was all fine.
All right. Anyway,
very good.
Not in front of the work experience kid.
Listen, that kid's been through worse in our office.
Are you looking at me?
I am looking at you.
Right. Okay.
More clowns to come.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Look, we are in 10-second delay, and I do apologise for those who might have heard a bit of fruity language. I didn't hear
it. We didn't see it coming.
No, I didn't see
it. And it wasn't me for once.
Brush it. Have you got Jane there? This is Jane
I'll
we're talking
a bit
about.
Of Jane. Yeah.
We were lucky we were in delay. Lucky,
oh, you're not going to play me again
lucky
now.
Lucky the work experience kid wasn't here that day.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
They've got no bras on.
Yeah.
That's not a good look either.
I always put a bra on before I go to the buffet. This is, I think we have.
Right?
Hang on.
It's outrageous.
Hang on. I had to dump you there. It's still great, isn't it?
I never tell. And your reaction afterwards, you shocked yourself.
I'm Mrs. Slocum.
You've got Mrs. Doubtfire or something. You've gone totally.
Oh, what'd you have to play that for again when some knucklehead caller dropped their bomb?
Well, that's where they learn it from.
Yeah, that's right. You're setting the standard.
Did you call our producer Toots? Did you call our producer Toots at some stage?
That's not setting
a great example, Dave.
We really have a lot of snitches, a lot of leaks in this department.
We do.
Don't we?
There are no secrets.
I can't say a thing.
Come on.
Well, I said it and you say it. And I was,
yeah, but I say it in a delightful, amusing,
that's not the word I would use.
Way.
Hey, let's go. We've still got some more callers on clowns. Yeah.
All right, fire away.
Okay, we've got Adam on the line. G'day, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Who was our clown of the week?
Anthony the Blue Wiggle,
walking
into the revolving door. Hilarious.
The wrong way.
Absolutely hilarious.
He's walked in the wrong way. That would have taken you by surprise because you would have been marching in reasonably confident.
Oh, yeah.
And he would have got a shock.
Push. Bang.
Yep.
But he's a trooper and he went back on stage that night, I think, to do a couple more shows. They're in America killing them.
No wiggle left behind. That's what they say.
Yeah. That's their motto.
Wiggle down. Wiggle down.
He's the
one
that's left.
We've got a 340.
You're right, actually.
He's the only one left standing.
He's the original.
He
could be performing in a iron lung. So,
I don't
do you know
so.
What? The Wiggles, you've created a sensation here. We've got... I'm clowning all the Wiggles.
Oh.
Let me clown all the Wiggles, brought to our attention this week by a caller.
Unfair.
The similarity, Dave, between David Bowie's Gene Genie and the Wiggles' Caveland.
That's right.
Now, I was skeptical. I thought, no, those two worlds would never collide. And, well, you be the judge. Here's Gene Genie. Yeah.
And here's Caveland.
Wow.
Oh, well. Small Gene Genie snuck off through the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers. Take a ride on a dinosaur,
just be careful if you hear him. You know
that's just, you know, there's a lot of rock and roll DNA there because the cockroaches.
That may have pushed David Bowie to his ultimate death.
I don't think it did.
They killed David Bowie.
I think the Wiggles killed David Bowie.
Thank you, Dave. Clown.
Hey, and you can talk.
Like, what do you mean?
Dentist Jane, clowner, Dave.
Stop it.
Dentist Jane.
I will not be clowned
who
for being encouraging children to go to the dentist.
Been helping herself to some of the most iconic songs on the Australian back catalogue.
Beg your pardon.
Stole directly, while in cahoots with the Wiggles, from Play School. How do we do this? Will we play Dentist Jane first?
Yeah. All right, so it's Dentist Jane versus Play School.
Open wide, look inside.
Open wide.
Oh, dear.
Open wide, look inside.
Open wide.
Listen.
No, Jane.
No.
That's disappointing.
Don't open wide.
You know what you've done? You take a look through the round window. You know, take a look through.
Yes.
They should be taking a look through the prison window.
The cell window.
To see being...
Wentworth.
Being Wentworth.
Hey.
Been done over by the freak.
By the freak. I'm Frankie Doyle now, am I?
Anyway, that speaks for itself. You be the judge.
Oh,
Tracy's on the line. Tracy, who do you want to clown?
Hey there, I want to clown Josh, the work experience student.
second?
Josh.
Oh, Josh. Josh, you're getting crowned.
What's Josh done?
Sorry, Josh. Well, he got the chance to shine today. You gave him some airtime. Give us some stories that you've researched. So the first one was about some poor woman that was decapitated with a butter knife.
Yes.
The industry expert feedback guy, Josh, this isn't the market we're aiming at. Can you lighten it up a bit? So he followed up with a story about someone who was just about killed by a flying hot dog. It was better, but at least she survived it. I honestly can't remember the third story, but I'm pretty sure
it was a priest that slapped a kid face at a baptism.
And then the final story was about a man who intentionally killed a family of ducks.
That's right.
I was driving up the M1. Tears were rolling down my face. I was laughing so hard because I thought, he's just not getting the meme.
No, he's not.
This is definitely his last day. We won't be keeping him on. You make a good point, Tracy. We might have to get you to speak at the actual...
And you know what, Tracy?
The hearing.
I've got two spare Bon Jovi tickets as well. So you're going to get those as well. Congratulations.
Well done.
In Josh's defence, he is a 15-year-old teenage boy, so I gather that he has different interests to us.
No, I'm hoping he does. Don't defend him.
Yeah?
You have a connection, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not going to defend him.
That boy has a lot to... I worry about him.
Do you?
I worry about him.
Well, don't...
He's a strong hand.
Don't upset him.
You know, he needs like some kind of boot camp. Just tidy him up.
I don't think he'd survive a
cut
day.
Cut his hair. Whoever's in control. Whoever's got any pull around at that house.
Yeah, put his hair in a hair bun, man bun.
I man-bunned him.
You man-bunned him up the other day.
All right. I think we're done here.
We are indeed.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The ball's dangerous. Oh, Tim Hill. Can you believe it? He's done it again. Another golden moment in World Cup football.
Kennedy Malloy's World Cup update.
Yes. Okay. Well,
I love
Australia.
That music. Me that too. Ricky music.
Yeah. Great.
Nothing been like it. Where's the Russian song, by the way? Where's the World Cup song?
Not
anybody
sure.
know it? God.
Yeah. See if I can find it.
I should write one now.
Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams, as bad as he was, is still the best performed Englishman at any World Cup since 1966.
Correct.
I'd like to point out.
Correct.
Hey, let's park Australia. Great job. Got to beat Peru. Everything else has to fall in line. We can do it. They're playing really good brand of football.
They really are. They look strong, fit.
I've told you before that... Yeah. If and when they exit the competition, I will be jumping on board as my second team, Mexico.
Yes, I know.
Straight off the bat, because I love the way this team rolls.
You've admired them from the
get-go. I've admired them for some time. Mm. And ever since they went to a pre-season camp and hired 30 prostitutes. 2 weeks out as a way of preparing. Hey,
we have different standards.
Beat Germany. Well, you need to raise yours a bit. Beat Germany. The reigning World Cup champs after that preparation, which is a tick in the box, as far as I'm concerned. Then we find out during the week that their captain is being accused of money laundering.
Yes.
Not the captain, Rafael, is it?
Yeah, one of their players, Marquez,
has been accused, one of the stars of the competition, has been charged or is suspected of money laundering for a cartel. Mm. So he's not allowed to wear the Nike jumper. You're not allowed to have any
anything
connection
to the US.
With anything to company to do with the US. So he's not allowed to wear the Nike. He wears his own jumper.
Can't be interviewed on camera.
Can't stay at certain hotels if they're owned by... Okay, that's great. How can they go one better than that? And then I pick up this article, and this is why I'm part of the Mexican team.
Right.
Even the supporters have covered themselves in glory here. A lingerie brand from Mexico has just released for the ladies... A pair of vibrating knickers that only vibrate when Mexico score a goal in the World Cup as a way for men to get their partners interested in the World Cup.
And to sit and watch it with them.
So you sit and watch it with them. So you go, no, here we go. $900, I think they are. They arrive at your door, probably attached to a Bosch battery of some description.
Well, it's a robot. It says the panties, panties are linked to a robot that interprets the action and transforms it into vibrations in real time. The robot makes the panties move.
So not only are women into it, they're sitting there praying for a hat trick. But they're praying for a penalty shootout. Oh, my God. Now, this is great. Can you imagine? All you can do, I think it's the most beautiful way to get people saying, how can we get people interested in the game?
Yeah.
Some vibrating knickers. Oh, I'm going to wear a pair for the Tigers.
Really?
Every time they score a goal. Whee!
All right.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is excellent.
I just can't tell you how happy I am. Go, Mexico.
All right.
And I hope you...
Well, from one extreme to another, because Iranian women have attended a World Cup soccer match for the first time. in Russia and also at their stadium.
They're miles away from vibrating panties. They really are.
It's been 40 long years since they've been allowed into stadiums and watch sport with men, and the gates have opened, so to speak. They also watched in a stadium in Iran. They actually were out to go in and watch it on a big screen. It's the first time they've been able to do it. So there, I'm clapping how far we've come in Iran.
In Iran?
Yeah.
So Saudi Arabians, I think that's true of Saudi Arabia too. They said that recently, that women are allowed to now attend sporting events. Mm-hmm. I think that is linked directly to the decision to allow women now to drive, so that they can get the girls to drive them to the... to the game, so I can get Bellotto and then bring the car around.
You know what? They'd take a win. A win's a win.
You're taking that as a win. Anything else on the World Cup front?
Yes. Japan fans have impressed by cleaning up the stadium after they left. After the World Cup match, obviously Good there's a lot Lord. Of rubbish around and stuff. Japanese fans, after their side won the opening game, beating Colombia, they cleaned up the stands. They brought rubbish bags along with them, and the fans marched through the rows picking up the rubbish to leave the place as neat as they had found it.
It harpooned a whale.
Hang on a second. That's amazing. Why can't my children do that?
I feel sorry for them when they play Mexico. They'll be picking up a lot of pairs of soiled panties floating around the joint.
And the rest.
There's an emu, Bob.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our World Cup update at the moment.
Now, coming up after the news, David, we will have
Ryan Girdler
and Wendell Saylor, both, as we say, representing their different states for Origin 2, goes over the trenches this Sunday.
It's going to be huge.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Emotional moments here as Josh hands me possibly my last cherry ripe for the week. I'm tearing up.
What's going on behind me?
There's a big moment. There's a bit of a man hug.
God help us.
May there be many more in years to come. What a big hour we've got
lined
up for you.
It really is, because the big State of Origin match is on Sunday ANZ Stadium. Yeah, Origin 2. And we're going to be talking to two men who know all about it, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor. They're standing by.
Coming up soon.
And we're also going to talk about you, about Mick Coyne, talking about sadness.
We might give away two of the last three coins.
That is huge. It's been going for... what seems like years.
January.
You have never supported me at all. You've done everything you can.
I'm ready to put it to bed, that's all. But I'll look forward to when that
happens.
I'm
not so sure.
We're going to look at the week in review.
The week in review. We're going to do a report with...
a report card for our work experience kid.
Jerry, is it Jerry?
It's Josh.
Josh. Our work experience boy. We might get round to Greg Norman if we can. Calls
well,
and
we've
tweets.
Got it, yeah.
There's so much more, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Ryan Girdler can boast an Origin scoring record.
He's got it! He's nailed it! What a night for Ryan Girdler.
And one of the quickest Origin tries ever.
So the Blues get an early opportunity. Girdler goes all the way. Well, that is unbelievable.
The Intercept King.
Does it again.
And a true New South Wales game breaker. Please welcome Ryan Girdler.
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm fantastic.
Mate, can I ask you, are you still celebrating after that mighty first up win in Melbourne?
No, mate. Once bitten, twice shy. I think we've won the opening game of the series three or four times in the last 5 or 6 years, and I've been known to jump the gun a little bit, so... Nice and relaxed, nice and calm,
and
forward to Sunday nonetheless.
Billy Slater's back in the team as well, so that might be a bit of an issue for you.
Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't he? He brings a lot to the technical side of their game. I mean, as well as the experience, he really tightens up their defence where they struggled in game one around the ruck there, and he's sort of going to challenge some of our defenders out wide who probably just got let off a little easy in game one, so Billy brings a lot to their side.
You make a good point, Ryan. I think there's many times in recent series when we've thought New South Wales were home, and even within games we've thought they're across the line, and then the other mob, they just keep coming back, don't they? They're never entirely done.
Game two last year, it was 16-6. We won game one easy.
Yep.
It was 16-6 at home, and we're all over them. And yeah, look, I mean, our guys tightened up a little bit, to be fair, and they had some pretty talented players last year. They've got some this year, but they don't have Smith and Cronk and Thurston, and they've got Billy back, but they're the guys that have been able to pull them out of the fire years gone by, and in the big moments they delivered. So they're going to have to find some new guys to do that this time, and they've certainly got the talent, but whether they can pull it off up here on home soil.
That's right. Well, home soil on Sunday at ANZ Stadium. It kicks off at 7:50. Now, is there a bit of a kerfuffle about the fact it's on a Sunday night?
What's going on?
It's kind of different, guys, because traditionally Wednesdays, but, you know, it does affect the NRL round. So we've been able to call off the whole round, basically, and call it rep round. So we've got the first women's State of Origin ever tonight at North Sydney Oval, which is going to be great. It's televised on Channel 9. And then we've got the Pacific Nations. They have a couple of games over the weekend, so the guys get to go back and represent their home country. So we've got Tonga and Samoa and Fiji and PNG and all those guys playing. So plenty of footy on, and then the big one on Sunday. But yeah, no NRL this week, which is good for the clubs.
It's going to be great. The World Cup's on at the moment. Are you borrowing any ideas from the big teams over there? I noticed Mexico in a camp, hired 30 prostitutes to hang out with a team.
Yeah,
is something like that, do you think, could inspire New South Wales?
That happens in Origin camp anyway.
I am not encouraging that, Ryan.
It's just another day at the office.
My wife's German, so it was fantastic. I was wearing a sombrero around the house for about a week after Mexico won.
That's tough.
A bit of tension in the household is always good. There's another couple of other things. I noticed that Burger King offering women $64,000 and Burger King for life if they can bed any of the World Cup superstars. Is that a good idea for Origin?
Is that right?
Yes, if they actually get pregnant.
They get some burgers. One, and there's a new one coming out today. They're designing knickers for women.
Oh, yes.
That start vibrating when a goal is scored, so it will increase their enjoyment of watching footy. Can we rush them out in Origin colours?
Oh, that wouldn't that be good? You imagine scoring a try and just seeing everyone light up around.
Imagine how much joy you would bring to people all over the place, Girdler.
Well, something to think about for something all the manufacturers out there. Hey, good luck with your call.
And, I'd ask for your tip, but I think we know. Yeah. Good on you, mate. Problem. Good luck.
Cheers,
hey,
Ryan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Right, good.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
The big man Wendell Saylor knew how to score
and how to celebrate an Origin try.
However, back in 2000, Dell had the bad luck to be knocked out by his own fullback.
No! Saylor's injured. Lockyer's okay, but Wendell's in trouble. Colliding with Darren Lockyer.
Please welcome a Queensland legend, Wendell Saylor.
Oh. Wendell, how are you?
Yes, good, thank you, guys. A little bit tired after watching the World Cup soccer last night.
Me too. Yeah, how good was it?
Yeah, but we still should have won. Honestly, what are we doing?
All right, take a chill pill.
should we have put Timmy Cahill on?
How you going, guys, all right?
Yeah, we're going good, mate. Can I just put this to you? We've just played clips of your career. You're one of the bravest warriors to ever take a field. And yet you're sitting here telling us before we get here how nervous and frightened you are about Origin 2.
Yeah, I am, because New South Wales possibly could win, and they're very cocky. You know, that's why Melbourne people and Queensland people, that's why they don't like people from New South Wales, because they're so cocky. And, you know, what, they've got a reason to be very confident, because Freddie Fittler has got a nice mix to that team.
Well, I put it this to you. Whenever they've been under the pump in the past, the Queenslanders have been able to bat their way out of trouble, find a way back from the brink in series and in particular games late in the game. This can happen again, yeah? Have you got the vibe?
Yeah, well, I've got no doubt they can, because we've got Billy Slater back now.
Yeah.
The young kid called Kalyn Ponga, who's an absolute superstar, I've got no doubt he belongs in this arena. There's a bit of pressure on him, but I don't know if we've got the forwards to do it. When you've got Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Jonathan Thurston, all these guys, I think it's usually better, but we don't have them. They're all gone at the same time. That's 100-odd games of experience at this level. But it's time for the next era to step up.
And you never know what the hell is going to happen when these two proud states take the field. One thing is for sure, it's going to go cocoa bananas. Both sides will be fighting for their life. So much to prove, New South Wales. You've had your foot on their throat for so long, and they really need to get this one up to keep all those kids who've probably only seen one in their lifetime interested at this level.
Yeah, this could be a changing of the guard. Look, it's funny when you talk about, New South Wales win, but of course this team's a very young team. I think it's an average age of 24, 25. Yeah, they could dominate for a long time, but we've got some quality players coming through, like Cameron Munster from the Melbourne Storm.
Yep.
But, they'll be unbearable, a lot of people here in New South Wales if they get this one.
Now, ask Ryan this question before, Ryan Girdler, about the fact that it's a Sunday night game and that's not usual. What's your feelings about that?
Yeah, look, I think they had to change something up in that origin period because the clubs were suffering. So short turnaround, only like a 6-day turnaround. It's going to be very tough. It's very tough for some of the players, but I think it's the way to go. I'm happy with that.
Wendell, before we go, you're not sitting naked on the end of your bed, are you? We've got a lot of feedback from the Ryan Girdler story you told about rooming with you, and everyone's very interested. Could you send us a shot on Instagram or something?
I'm imagining what you're looking like now. Hey. What's happening?
You know what's funny? If I had to pull over because I had to drop my wife somewhere, and I've got my little, I've got my sausage dog sitting on my lap.
Okay. That's not a euphemism, is it, Wendell?
All right, and you be careful. We don't want we don't want any Monaghan style antics.
Hang on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Did he just wrap me up? Good on you, mate.
Thank
good
you
on
so
you, Wendell.
Much for coming
good
on.
Again, good luck. I don't care whether it's Wednesday night or Sunday night, whatever. You just camp yourself in front of that.
That's
team,
where everyone will be watching.
And watch the war.
If you can't watch it, by the way, broadcast on Triple M around Australia on the Triple M network as well.
They're bloody good at it too.
They really are.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The world's newest and best currency, Mintcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
Oh, not many left now. Down to the pointy end, Mick.
It's getting quite sad.
It really is.
It really is.
Not really. I'm not sad. I'm carried this show. I'm ecstatic.
This show has risen to fame on the back of the Mintcoin.
Not really.
When it was floated, it kept this show on the air for so long. Out there doing a lot of the heavy lifting early. It's been a great servant of the program, and it's sad to think that there are only
three... How much is it worth now?
Three coins of the Mintcoin. Well, whatever you got. It's always been an exchange, a flat exchange for goods and services, Jane.
Right.
I'll take it if I like it. I'm coming to your place for dinner with four people.
Yes, of my choice.
No, not of your
yes,
choice.
Yes, of my choice.
And you and Manu are cooking.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Manu's
Manu involved. Might be busy, but I was thinking I'll still do the... I was going to do smoked salmon blinis.
I don't want smoked
with.
Salmon.
You did.
I didn't. I want it more rustic. Oh.
And you said no soup.
Nothing soupy.
Nothing soupy.
And I, stuff I could eat with my bare hands. If I wanted to roll
like
my
caveman
sleeves up. I want a fire going.
Fire? No, it's winter.
And I'll need a sommelier. And I don't want it. And I want to instigate the conversation. So people should only talk when I'm in response to what I say. They shouldn't bring up whatever they're going to say.
Then you will need handmaid's tale. Yeah.
Well, you'll be dressed like that woman.
Praised be.
Praised be.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Right. All I would dress like June.
I've no idea what you're talking about. Never seen it. Is it hot? Is it horny?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's so super hot.
All right. Okay. So here we go. We've come a long way. Okay. The last three. Let's check in with Mickey. Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Mickey boy, how are you, buddy?
Good, mate. What have you got for a Mintcoin?
I've got a Ridgey Didge 1956 Olympic brick for you, mate.
Ah, bang.
Wow.
You got a Mintcoin, Mickey?
How do you know it's from a, how do you know it's an Olympic brick?
Well, it's got the rings on it. It's got the stamp. I dug it up from the old Olympic village out Heidelberg.
Oh,
Way.
Mate.
You haven't stolen this, have you?
The building's still standing, is it?
Yeah, the building's still there.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do with my brick. I'm going to go and throw it through the window of the Olympic Museum.
Don't you dare.
Why do you have to be so destructive?
And when they try and charge me, I'll say I was just making a contribution.
Why can't you just be normal?
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
Come on, you two. It's Friday. All right, Mickey,
thanks,
you're
Mickey.
In. Mintcoin coming your way. Craig, what have you got for a Mintcoin?
How are you guys? Really quickly, housekeeping, just got to get the fanboy part out of the way. Massive, massive fan of both of you, but all the way back to the very start. DJ and all the early stuff, massive fan.
How did you get that out? If you had to choose, who do you like more if you had to split us?
Well, this is like kind of choosing between your mum and your dad, but Mick, you're the man.
Yes!
You're dead to me, Craig.
He only wants a Mick coin.
I don't care what you want.
He wants a Mick coin.
We're splitting hairs. I mean, it's so close. We're talking microscopic. I love you both.
All right, Craig.
And both all the way back.
All right, what do we got?
So we have, from the God of Thunder, a hand-signed poster from Gene Simmons himself. From
Kiss poster.
A Kiss poster, hand-signed, actually handed to me himself.
You know what? I have to take that because I was famously beaten up when I was a schoolboy riding through Mount Eliza on my BMX wearing Gene Simmons makeup from Kiss. And it was a valuable lesson.
And Gene Simmons has proven to be such a great role model.
Let's be honest. He's a bit of a dick. I'll tell you when I met him. It was sad because, you know, they were gods to me.
I know.
I met him on the panel. Oh. You remember where I was a guest of yours on the panel many years ago and I was so excited to meet him. And he turned up and within about a minute I went, yeah, you're a giant dick. Eventually,
don't meet your heroes, Craig.
He's a Trumpian, he's a misogynist, he's all those things.
But he was in Kiss.
And that's a great song.
He was in Kiss, I'll take it, Craig, you're
thanks,
in.
Craig.
Okay, we've got one Mick coin left. What do you want to do?
Well, let's go for it.
This is it.
I haven't given it out yet.
Oh, all right.
Paul.
Yes.
What do you got?
G'day, mate. I have a St. Andrew's cap that was purchased for me from St. Andrew's. It's a Czech cap with the home. It's got written on the back, the home of golf from Scotland. Yeah. And it's got a lovely peak. And let me tell you, no other person bar a golfer would wear it. And knowing how much you're a golfer, Mickey, I reckon you would go for it. It'd be really good to pull over your eyes when you're in helicopters too.
All right, mate. I've got a picture of your cap in front of me, and I'm not sure it's original.
He's a bit dubious about it, Paul.
I tell you, well, someone bought it back for me.
You've been
not
had.
From the airport.
I can see
this has got airport. This has got airport gift shop written all over it. This thing, mate. You know what? No.
Oh.
I'm going to say no, Paul. I'll tell you why, because it's the last one.
Oh.
And this could go on for. I just.
He's not going to let it go.
Well.
Paul, we'll just keep you in mind.
Paul, I'm going to do a authenticity check.
All right.
I'm going to run some checks and we'll get back to you. But I need to.
He needs to know.
I need verification. I need to carbon date it.
This is very important to me. You've got no idea because he does, you know.
If it turns out to be true, you're on. If not, my friend, we'll just have to leave you in limbo for a bit. When we come back, though, I'm not going to let it stop me from making a moving tribute to the Mick coin and just how far we've come.
Will I cry?
Yeah, you'll cry.
No, okay. Take a trip down memory lane with the Mick coin.
Well, after this.
All right.
How
stick
lovely.
Around.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Who was that caller? What was his name? With a hat? The alleged
Andy?
Andy. Oh,
was it?
No.
I don't know. I'm just making that
well,
up.
Well, we're still investigating. Hold tight. So in the meantime, I'll just forget that. I'll just keep the last one for the time being.
You really but going let's to
consider
contemplate
it.
This.
Let's consider. I'm not getting rid of it yet. But let's all just believe that it's happened. It's done. We're probably done with Mitcoin. It's been a great.
Wonderful dream of yours,
and a very outrageous array of goods and services being offered to me. Do you know what we've done?
What have you done?
Our producer, has done. He contacted Rusty from the Skeerdies.
Oh, he's a good
guy. They've done a song for a while now.
I've
been everywhere, man. An absolute
classic. Oh yeah, I know that song. It is brilliant.
I love the guys. He contacted Rusty without my knowledge, and got him to put together a song and a tribute to every single item that so far has been exchanged for a
Now McCoy. I haven't heard this.
Neither have I.
Well, strap yourself in Australia and listen to The Travails of the McCoin.
While I was cursing my bank and all of this new crypto shit, when an idea struck me, and that idea was all about Mick. Why not make my own coin and then trade it for stuff for myself? And so Mick coin was born, and the Nasdaq went and shit itself. My head minted on one side,
and I look like Caesar.
A dick and balls drawn freehand. The trades all started to flow from across this great land.
Hello, I'm listening.
Cause I've got everything, man. Yes, I've got everything, man. Stick other money in the bin, man, cause my currency is king, man. I got promised a kidney, man. I've got everything.
Hello, Fitzy.
Hello,
if you have something that you think I may covet, something that may be of value to me, fire away.
How would you feel swapping it for another RDO?
No way.
That's a sale.
I got an RDO, bomber jacket, ticket to a NABBA concert, wedding dress, rabbit trap, vintage KFC bucket, hollowed out grenade, a copy of Hitler's book, a black label penthouse when the girls all still had bush cowbell, a wedding ring, a penis shaped golf putter, one to Joel for his Suzuki Grand Vitara. I've got everything, man. I got everything, man. Stick other money in the bin, man. My currency is king, man. I got promised a kidney, man. Yeah, I've got everything.
What have you got for me, Serena?
I have a hand grenade.
This is fantastic. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to drive everyone mad around here by rolling that into their room.
I got a chainsaw portrait, spanner set from Bathurst, customised homebrew to satisfy mixed thirst, Zeppelin, 7-inch dunny roll with dad jokes, 10-year-old Sean will show some mix and judo throws, hangover clinic session, motorised push bike, Roy Jones boxing gloves, signature to mine. I've got everything, man, yes, I've got everything.
I have a genuine, in its original wrapper,
yeah,
chocolate eclair that's been in my centre console for 4 years.
Oh. Well, should you ever have the need, I have some breast milk here I can offer you, freshly pumped.
Sold. Breast milk?
I prefer Celador myself, but I...
I've got everything. I got an old saddle, breast milk, vinyl of Disco Duck, goat's head, tea towel, lesson with nunchucks, Zimbabwean, $100 trillion note, Allison, Kylan, Jackie O's gravy boat, Triple M, Velcro wallet, circa 1990, a graduation dress from Ladette to Lady. I've got everything, man. I got everything, man. Stick other money in the bin, man. My currency is king, man. I'll probably need that new kidney, man. I've got everything.
I'll give you a kidney when you need one, mate.
How would you describe your drinking and lifestyle?
Well, pretty good now.
And I want you to start living cleanly.
I got a Warnie doll, balloon ride, steel panther drumstick, rock collection, box of matches, a guy who'll name his kid Mick, apprentice for a day, some albums by James Rain, V8, hot lamps, dinner cooked by Jana Holden, racing jumper sung by Peter Brock, a trip to the strippers making Mick hard as a rock. I've got everything, man.
Steven. I've got a Swiss mountain goat.
Wait, of course you do.
What's it called?
Gary.
I've got everything, man. I've got everything, man. Never thought you'd all give that, man. I have to doff my cap, man. But there's just so much crap, man. Cause I've got everything. I admit that it'll probably end up at the tip till end. I've got everything.
Oh, Rusty.
Wow.
That is
awesome. Yeah. Hello, Rusty. And well done, Marshy. And a great tribute to a great currency.
Oh, a great tribute to yourself.
Yeah. Well, as the...
Oh, my God.
Hey, whose picture's on the coin?
I don't even want to talk about what's on the coin.
Do you want to have a look at the coin?
No.
Have a look at your coin?
I'm done with it.
Hey, by the way, we've got the video and the lyrics together of that song that you can check out on our Facebook. Go kennedymalloy.com.au on all the socials as well, Instagram as well.
That's what it's all about. I'll just keep the last one in case something special. No one offered the virginity. That's disappointing
probably
to me.
Not.
You really said that, didn't you?
I did say
okay.
That. I'm just going to hang on to it in case something massive comes.
You know what you can do with it?
What?
Josh, the work experience kid.
That kid.
Yes,
get him
you
in
can
here.
Give it to Josh.
Great idea.
He's going to get a report. You're not getting anything. You're getting here.
Yep, all
and
right.
Face the music.
Okay.
Right, it's coming up.
Your new way to drive home.
Now, we've got our work experience boy, Justin, in today.
Stop it. Who's
Josh.
No, Josh. Jones, we'll get Josh, in trouble from his parents. They're listening, I'm sure. So you people. Come on.
That lot. They won't be listening.
Yes, they will. Or do they listen to the ABC?
Of course they listen.
Probably down at cult headquarters. It's a miracle you've come this far to you. Life's like kicking into a 6-goal breeze at home. I know that. Right. If you ever need a place to stay, if you ever need a safe house, you come and see me.
Of course.
That's an offer that will always stand, my friend. All right, now, Jake, we got you.
Josh.
So we got you spent the week with us.
Yeah.
And
we've got a bit of a report card, don't we?
We do have a report card. But first, I would like to hear what it is you think you've learned from us about this industry over the week.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just get into it, what I've learned.
Please.
Okay, thank you.
Getting to work early isn't as important as I thought. number okay, one.
But you might be right.
And you're looking at Mick.
Right.
Okay.
Is there any need for me to write these
down? These are mostly about Mick.
Oh, okay. Yes, I like it.
Next. The, yep, the dress standards aren't really enforced. So,
yeah. Am I wearing pants? I think you'll find I am.
Don't look at Dave when you say thank you.
Hey, mate, and by the way, when you're getting zinged by a guy in a mustard flannel shirt.
Yeah, well,
wow,
please, come on.
Your standards can't be great.
I like it.
Yes, what else?
You don't have to worry about the broadcasting regulations as much as I thought.
No, although there was an incident on today's show. Did you hear that?
Don't bring it up.
I'm not so good at that either.
Virgin years.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, fourth thing, Love Island is the best show ever made.
Sorry, have you been watching Love Island?
Of course. I've been
binging. Did you know about it since you worked on this show?
Oh, well, I heard about it, you know, clips from the show, and now I can't stop watching.
I was sat in an office with you for 5 hours. You're trying to get used to it.
Oh, and the last thing, Bosch has the best 18-volt lithium battery.
Yes.
Thanks, Bosch.
Ah, the force is strong in this one.
Wow.
He could make it. It's incumbent on us, I suppose, to appraise your performance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jane, do you have anything you'd like
I thought you dressed very smartly.
Thank you.
But your runners could be cleaner.
Jane, please.
a little deodorant would go.
What?
Tell me that on the last day.
Are you getting food at home? Are they looking after you?
You're a bit skinny.
You're a bit skinny.
Please, come on.
But mine's not quite so glowing, I'm afraid, because there's... No, I think you've got good potential, but you're a long way before you get across the line.
Okay.
Twisties are important to me and a build-up for the show. You got me the wrong size. Now, you went... firstly, the vending machine ran out of twisties. I get you to go and get me a pack. You come back with a show bag that's got Red Bulls, cherry ripes, and twisties in it.
I thought that was pretty generous.
It was, but the twisty pack was too big. And
now he doesn't like the twisties because the packet's too big.
Look at this. I can't finish them. I thought I was losing it.
You can't win with this guy. I'm sorry, Josh.
Wrong size twisty pack. Second, we sent you to Swan Lake. You left it. You did a runner from Swan Lake, which is like leaving at three-quarter time when your team's getting done. Went home and finished a review by watching it on YouTube. That is terrible.
Pretty
behavior.
Disgraceful, yeah.
And I sent you in. I sent you in to the office of our big boss, Fitzy. I said, do not come out of that office without 5 tickets to me to the box for Sydney Richmond.
I think that's what you said.
Nothing. Where are they?
I didn't deliver.
You didn't deliver.
It's mostly on his part, I reckon.
Listen, you're talking about our boss, so you might just have to...
It's your future.
Have you put something together for us now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've learned, I've put a few things there, but there's a lot more I learned, and I've put it in a small little package.
For the week in review.
Yes.
Thank you, Josh.
I can listen.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this week I've been doing work experience on the Kennedy Malloy Show, and it's certainly been an eye-opening experience. First off, I learned that one moment Mick can be on your side.
The work experience kids just come in and, what's he got you?
Got me a coffee.
He's not a Sherpa.
He is.
He's not your personal
go-to. No, but that's part of it. I did things like that when
He's supposed to be learning something.
He's learning how to be efficient and get
just
people coffee.
Working in a sweatshop for some crazy old lady.
And I've learned that in a blink of an eye, Mick can turn on you.
What have you done today?
Oh, today I stocked your fridge with Red Bulls.
Thank you. Because the one I got today when I got here was lukewarm. Josh.
I've learned that twisties are sacred in this building.
Why am I eating twisties, Dave?
Because they're baked, not fried.
Write that down. Baked, not fried.
And that a good memory and quick reflexes are an essential tool for radio.
C21.
Twisties.
C42.
Cherry ripe.
Okay. C51.
Of course, Red Bull.
Well done.
I learnt that some people out there need a hard nut.
Good friend of mine took a week off work because he suffered chafing. My older brother decided to try and give my sons a lesson on the Nintendo Wii 10-pin bowling.
Yeah.
Pulled a hamstring.
I learnt that doing a hot rock massage in the home can be dangerous for your health.
The wife's lying on her stomach and I was sitting at the back of her. So I put the pile of rocks in between sort of my legs.
Yeah.
And as I was putting the rocks on her back, I leant forward and the old boy hit the hot rocks.
Men are idiots.
Hot rock, you
Yes. And now I've got a lovely scar.
I learnt that Mick is a hoarder.
How many items did you actually calculate?
Jane, there were
108 items accumulating on his desk.
Sure.
3 urgent packages unopened.
What's inside them?
Did you open them and respond?
No, respectful.
Now I'm going to get the blame for that.
I learned that getting someone a coffee is complicated when it involves Santo Chilaro.
Turmeric latte. I want macadamia milk. None of this.
You've never had one of those.
But I'm going to move on from the coconut milk. I'm going to macadamia milk. So that's opening up.
How do you milk a macadamia?
I've learnt that using a photo of you with Mick Molloy is not very effective on a Tinder profile.
This must be pay dirt. This must be a gold mine, the presence of the great Mick Molloy.
It's zilch at the moment.
Clearly, that photo of Mick is cramping your style.
Say, what do you mean? How often are you swiping?
Oh, you know, you get home and you just have a quick swipe and see if anything's there.
Well, I have to tell you.
The Tinder
I've learnt that if you're given an assignment to review Swan Lake at the ballet, don't let on that you left early.
Did you stay to the end of the whole show?
Well, we left at the second intermission.
That's like leaving at three-quarter time.
But
you stay to the end.
But how do you know what happens?
Well, I looked it up on YouTube. And finally, I've learned that if Mick needs chocolate, ask for coins.
You've got my card.
It's been declined. Trying to get you a cherry ripe and it's been declined.
Why do you need a credit card to get a cherry ripe?
Yeah, they're a
what
dollar.
The hell?
Clean out your desk and get out.
That's very...
There's a fair bit of insubordination there when you think about it, isn't it?
A little bit cheeky, but that's all right. Well, Josh, we wish you all the best in your whatever your chosen career might be.
You'll be stealing cars within a year.
Do you know what?
Honestly,
and I'm going to write the report for you, not Mick. Trust me.
Thank you.
I mean, some homework. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thank you.
And speak highly of us in your travels. And remember us when you're running the world and I need a job.
Oh.
Put me into Black Thunder. Take me out. Make me do a live cross when you're
It'd
running the network.
Hey, it's a big weekend. And coming up, we've got, of course, State of Origin on Sunday.
Yes.
When do Australia play next? When am I going to be up all night?
Not
playing,
sure.
Watching
next week sometime.
Peru,
you're right.
Yeah.
Is it Tuesday? Wednesday?
There's a lot going on. It's going to be a big weekend.
Wednesday.
Well done, everyone. Well done to Bosch, by the way.
Yes. Oh, my
you
God.
Just can't Bosch. Thank Bosch enough.
We love them so much. You've got your Procore 18V lithium ion batteries.
You can have one of those.
Backed by a 6-year warranty. Good, better Bosch.
You like Bosch?
I love Bosch.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bosch.
This kid could go all the way.
He could be the CEO of Bosch.
What about Dave's shirt? Do you like Dave's shirt?
Come on, Josh.
Oh, I love Dave's
Thank
shirt.
You.
I actually do.
He does so like cool. your shirt.
Well, really mine.
Well, I bought Nashville when I interviewed
I'm
John
I'm
going to
wear my Bosch jacket walking through the
one.
Park.
Yeah.
Yep, the heated right. one this weekend.
You're like That's a Bosch girl.
I think I am.
A bit like the time you turned up at the car racing in a banana suit.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
Do you know that about Jane? I'll tell you some stories about Jane.
No, you don't need to.
Are we having a knock-off?
No.
Let's go to the
pub.
Yeah, let's do it.
Titties.
Can't drink. I beg your pardon.
Please finish on a high. You're getting defensive.
Please finish on a high.
WWE World Champions AJ Styles and Carmella live in studio next week. Enjoy your weekend. Kennedy Molloy.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good, better, Bosch.